Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 18.
Just believe!
The movie.
You got 20 minutes to make it to your fight. Fight or and flight. Just believe! Hashtag just believe!
The only thing I'll accept an exclamation point at the end for excitement. Everything else is not exciting.
I don't want to believe, but I don't want to believe.
Just believe.
Believe.
It worked for Mystic Force and Wizard. You just believe, point your finger, fire.
It works. Let's believe heroes.
Yeah, that.
Right. So.
I love the awkward intros where we're like, how do we start this thing? Where's the button?
Where's the button? How do I?
How do you do that?
Sarah, intro one ups.
Yup.
Onesies.
That's what I think of you.
Demo aggression is not gonna happen.
Nope. Alright, so. I was in Atlantic City the past week ish.
With T-Can.
T-Can. We had T-Can Adventures. He was my buddy. And. He literally, I think, went everywhere with me.
He did.
He has a problem, though.
He's an addiction. He's got a gambling addiction. And I don't know what to do about him exactly. I gave him 100. He blew it all on the slot machine. I don't know what to do. But, yeah, that was fun. I wish the casino was a little bit more fruitful to me, as it usually is, but... Apparently, Atlantic City casinos are a giant douche nozzle. But it was still fun. We rode little scooters around the boardwalk. That was fun.
Was it called the Linear Lightning? Oh, wait. That's lame people.
Sorry. Hashtag go.
That was a really good time. Kind of have that post-vacation depression, but...
You have that, like, every couple of weeks.
At this point, I do. But
yeah, because you're going so many vacations.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be here Wednesday. Where are you going again? You just left on Tuesday. I know.
I know. But, yeah, so that happened while I was gone. My Oki box arrived. That had the last three Pokemon Zoo sets, so I'm finally caught up with those. What the hell just fell off?
Oh, I dropped popcorn. I just vacuumed in here, me. Stop dropping popcorn.
Hyper Shinken Red, Guy, Kyoryu Greed, Edgy Greed, SIC Joker. And that was it. So, those are all here. Yay! And toys and stuff. And I'm finally back to my review a day. Speaking of which, I completely forgot to upload Raya.
I'm gonna be sticking. Oh shit! Tomorrow I'll be sticking to my schedule.
The first thing I did today when I got on my computer after I took Kat home and went shopping everywhere was encoded that review, and I didn't fucking upload it. I'm a stupid ass. I hate myself. Oh well, Rye's gonna have to buddy up with Module Set 2 today, so whatever. So yeah, that was really all that's happened. I didn't find anything while I was out shopping today, and I sense a power geyser coming on.
Just a little bit.
but yeah, that was it. So
that's about all.
That's about all for me.
Okay. So I haven't found anything either. Kevin found Wave 2 of Ben 10 stuff for me, and I'm set. So, I didn't find anything in stores.
Now you have competition.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
He's gonna find it before you even take all your views.
Did I talk about last time I got my AmiAmi box, or that happened afterwards? I got an AmiAmi box. Cool story. and it had stuff in it, and I opened it with a sonic screwdriver, and it was fun. And I finished Doctor Who finally. I caught up. I closed a little gap, so now I'm sad I don't have more to watch. But now I'm in Buffy, and that's really fun. And, well, being in Buffy, I'm sure will be fun, but I mean the show. But I just realized how that sounded when I rewound it. And I finished Transformers Fall of Cybertron, finally, after it came out last year. That's confusing. I think it sounded like it was the old game, but that was pretty fun, too. There was a lot of, like, frame rate issues. I don't know if you had that, Brian, but mine was constantly, like, chugging along.
Not too bad. I think it did happen a couple times, I believe.
And my game, like, froze 3 times, and I had to shut off the PS3 manually, and they give you that stupid, like, Mr. Bizzetti message from Animal Crossing, like, don't do it again. I'm like, I'm not trying to cheat on my mortgage or anything in Animal Crossing. The game froze. But so I beat that, and that was fun. So I'm ready for all four of my...
Hashtag go go!
Two of them, which are the same game. I think that's about it. It's been pretty quiet.
Hashtag Ranger Nation!
Just being angry.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
Yep.
Alright, so on Thursday...
Oh! Sorry, the popcorn almost fell off the chair, and it almost split.
My Amy box arrived with Mythcloth Sagittarius and a Fusion Switch set and key sets for ABBA and Magirangers and some figure arts, Red Hawk, Meteor Storm, Tiger, Akiba Yellow, and the frog. There was a frog in there. It made Johnny Young Bosch sad.
Frog, like, oh, I'm a frog. This series.
And then the next day, I exited the shower to a doorbell ringing and finding a very angry mailman there.
He didn't want to see what. never mind.
He didn't want to see the genuine Jedi Mon 2005 ass hairs.
And it was my Oki box, which had Guy, Hyper Shinken Red, Cure You Greed, Edgy Greed, and the Horoscope Switch. And then the reason it was so big, the Astro Switch rack. That was fun. And then I've been recording all that stuff. So most of it's recorded. It's going to be getting uploaded in the next month because it's going to take that long to get through all this crap. I went to my Toys R Us to try and find Turtles Classics figures. They didn't have any, but I did find Ben 10. Like Dawson said, I picked up Rook, Feedback, Blocks, Shock Squatch, Forearms, and Gravitak. And then while I was there, and I also ended up getting Super Samurai Yellow, Super Mega Mode Yellow. And I was like, all you got was yellow, and all, it's all they had. They didn't have Jaden and Emily and Mia. I can't make figures out of thin air.
I seen them at Target today. I thought of you. I was like, these are the ones he needs, and I left them there.
Well, I was going to go to Target, and I was like, I don't feel like it. I want to go home and record the views. And, so then, there was also, Ultimate Alien figures, and I texted Dawson, and I was like, what do? I don't know. There's figures here. Do I buy them? What do I do with them? And then, my phone died, so I couldn't,
phone dies
I couldn't
a lot.
I don't want to talk about it.
Someone hands it to me, the plate just comes off. Oh, shit. It wasn't me.
Like, the phone died, and so I couldn't get an answer, so I bought the things in my hand, and I was like, okay, well, I'll just come back in, like, 10 minutes. Cause I figure he said buy them, and I'd already worked out reasons to buy them anyway. And so I went to Barnes & Noble, got a couple of things, including Transformers Victory, that's apparently there, and I then went back to Toys R Us and got NRG Terra Spin Ultimate, Humongousaur Ultimate, Echo, Ultimate Spider Monkey, and Ultimate Cannonbolt. And so those, I love how they're so much like, they're bigger and they feel awesomer than the Omniverse figures I have. And then I got sad. And then, what?
Nothing.
And then I looked at the back. I paid attention, looked at the back of the packaging, and then the other part, I was upset because they had that entire wave that's on the back except for Armadillo. And I'm like, no. Now I'm missing one from the back of this packaging that I don't have. And I like Armadillo.
Oh, well. I have to hunt down at Walgreens or something.
They might just have it next week if I go. You never know what my Toys R Us will have.
True.
But they can't get rid of their Ultimate Alien toys. For whatever
reason. Toys R Us can't really get rid of anything because their prices are outrageous.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I was upset because I found after I got home, after purchasing stuff, like, save $10 when you spend $100 or more. And I'm like, oh, I could have used that.
Exactly.
I'm sure it's only $10, but it's $10. I think that was all the stuff I bought, though. I don't think I bought anything else. Oh, I actually, like, 10 minutes ago, bought a Garuda from HLJ, because I can't seem to get Wizard toys from anyone. God damn it, switch to the right character. There we go.
Wizard.
Yeah, I got a Garuda. I did make a random purchase from HLJ a while back with, like, the other Play Monsters and a ring set and I think something else as a backup, but I know HLJ, I'm probably never going to get those toys. So, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, Piao's going to get the reviews up before me anyway, and they'll probably be so much worse than anything I could do.
It's cool. He's a Toku expert. Go, Buster! You did it wrong.
See, I think that's it for my onesies.
Okay. Hooray!
Hooray!
Guy is very shiny.
That's like the guy nice that we figure. Mentioned?
Anyway. Why are the Ryuki figure art so good?
Because they're trying to shove it in the face of Figma and our faces.
Oh, that guy. I'm like, guy. First I thought of the guy from Morphicon. I'm like, why is he shiny? Then I'm like, Gokai Silver? You got him like 8 months ago.
And then crewman number six.
Like, I didn't know what was happening. Then all of a sudden, then I hear like Ryuki and Figma. I'm like, oh, that guy. Well, then my other thought was Black Condor isn't out yet either. I'm like, I'm all sorts of.
Okay. So, toys. Yay, there's new toys. I'm playing with them. But not those new toys, these new toys. Tamashii Web exclusives happened while I was in Atlantic City, and I was upset.
Yay.
I was waving my phone around going, what kind of shit are they doing? So,
some serious shit.
First up, we have Wild Tiger. Yep.
Again.
Except this time, he's in his original outfit from the beginning of the show with the cape and the spandex and shit. So that's Wild Tiger Top Mag version, because that's the sponsor. They apparently just couldn't call him OG version, but whatever.
I would love if it said that too, like the box just says Big Cat was OG version.
If it's easier for people, Bluefin is distributing that one, so it will be on Amazon, I think, for like $58 or something. Which I might go that route because I got Amazon gift card, but anyway.
Oh, well, aren't you cool?
Yeah. I know, Brian.
So here's some other ones that might make people rage, like me. Meteor
awesome.
Fusion States Forze.
Oh my god, best form ever. Hashtag MMPR. Get in and do it.
Fan favorite.
He looks like a better toy than he does in the actual suit.
He looks like he tastes like purple cough medicine.
He does.
A great flavor. Like, if you licked him, he would just taste nasty.
I like that flavor.
I like grape juice. But okay.
Compared to regular grape, like if you were to say, oh, here's grape medicine or grape soda, I'm going to take a grape soda. And then Casey's like, this is disgusting. And Morgan's like, it's better on the rocks, I told you.
Chuck.
There's that. He's there with his meteor galaxy and his rocket head and being annoying.
And his stupidness.
And his penis.
And then, I just the thought that these
exist.
Exist.
These washed up has-beens.
Especially exist before other movie writer figures and good things.
We have Groundine and Skydine from the new Forza movie, who are also those old guys that Kevin would know better than me.
No, I don't. Don't say those things. People are going to think I know
things. I thought you knew what they were from, at least.
No.
Some sort of space people.
I don't know what they're from either. They're just, they look like they're the special needs version of the Toku people.
But they're redone and everything for the Forza movie, so these are the newer Bajins. But I think Wild Tigers January.
Forza Wild Tigers January, February, Fusion States is February, the two Pooh Heads are March.
Got it.
There we go.
God. Why are they even scheduling this stuff? The world ends in like 3 months. Because it's the illusion.
And then when it doesn't, we'll just have to get another update or something. I don't know.
Alright.
Click, click.
Is this the part where I'm next and I don't know about
it? No, I was just staring at these wondering, why the fuck do we get these things and we don't get goddamn Poseidon or Aqua? What the fuck is wrong with you, Bandai?
Especially even Kivola. Kivola.
Well, figurettes weren't popular when Kivola came out. They are now.
I know,
where the fuck is
they need to make it.
I know they need
you know
to make it.
You know who's not popular? These fuckers. Who are they? Who are you, and how did you get involved?
I want Kivola because one, Kiva, two, female, and three...
He wants to mate with her.
First of all,
I didn't even know Brian liked females.
It's Wednesday at the moment, so.
What does that have to do with it? Is there a joke here I'm missing?
Because Brian's only gay on Tuesday.
Monday night's gay night. Didn't you read the sign?
It changed.
No choking the strippers. They had. It's been in the movie The Hot Chick for ages. It's the rules.
Whatever. So anyway, I guess enough anger.
Well, the anger's yet to come.
There's never enough
hashtag
anger.
Ranger Nation. Hashtag.
Hashtag
no. Speaking of our wonderful Ranger Nation, we have the Power Rangers Megaforce Mega Bloks have now been listed on Amazon with prototype packaging.
Credit to Darkblaze because he did the search and the rest of us can't do it.
Yep. So we have.
He's the only
the,
one that could have Amazon.
Now the Amazon listing says it's the Dragon Mechazord. Now, nowhere on the box does it actually say Mechazord, so I can't verify.
It says Zord Red.
It says Zord Red, because, I mean, these are prototype packages. The term Mechazord might be official, it might not be, I don't know. But, so we got the dragon, the shark, and the tiger are here. The tiger actually looks pretty neat.
Hashtag Ranger Nation!
So, Zord Red, Zord Blue, and Zord Yellow. So those are the three for the Zord line. They come with a super poseable figure. Bullshit.
They're more poseable than the other one.
They're more poseable than the ones that are out now. But less poseable than the Marvel ones. But anyway. So red, blue, yellow. I don't know if they're going to be any different than ones we might get in blind packs. I don't know if they're making blind packs for the Mega Force line. I don't know. Right, so next up we have Robo Knight Showdown.
Robo Knight name confirmed!
So yeah, apparently that was confirmed even more than it already was. So
it's
now
official.
It's super
There's
confirmed.
Explanation points and articles.
So now it's super confirmed that we have Robo Knight as a name, which I don't particularly like. But I'll live with it. I don't particularly care anymore.
You can substitute the H for an R, make a hobo knight. Just get rid of one of the O's and he should be Rob Knight. He's just a knight that's really good at being Rob. Like, there's so much potential there for jokes. Right. He stole my stuff. Thanks, Rob.
Like, I'm trying to figure out what exactly is going on in the set exactly, because it's Robo Knight Showdown, And we have Groundion here with Kosei Black sitting in it. Meanwhile, Robo Knight's down here just running around.
They're trolling Linear Ranger. They want it. He's like, you want Gosei Knight? You're going to have to get Gosei Black.
So that
I feel like that's possibly true at this point.
It's possible.
And I'm fine with it.
That's great. What? And then lastly, almost lastly, we have the Hero Pack Red, which, unlike the last Hero Packs, which were the Zord cockpits, these ones are little tiny motorcycles.
You said so, cock?
Red, and apparently Black was listed too. Yeah. Blacks didn't have an image, though, because Linear Ranger took it down. And then lastly, we have the Gosei Great Megazord, or whatever. It just says Megazord on the package.
Look, I don't think it's going to be called Gosei Great Megazord.
I do. So now you can super tell that it's a prototype package, because the 3-in-1 combination thing shows the Samurai Megazord ones. But we'll ignore that. And it says lights and sounds. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
Well, look, I'm getting paranoid and freaking out because it shows, like, a tiger arm.
Oh, there we go.
Instead of, like, a phoenix arm. I'm really nervous and freaking out, and I don't think I can handle it. They're screwing up completely. I'm paranoid. I'm a nervous freak. I turned the computer off, and it logged me out. Do I have a virus?
The phoenix head is a tiger head. And the shark and the snake have the same head, too. I'm going to chalk it up to prototype, and they're really lazy. I'm hoping that's it. Otherwise, this is going to look completely retarded.
It is Mega Bloks.
Oh, I forgot. Bam. I can ask my Mega Bloks guy.
You a Mega Bloks guy? What?
Yeah, I can talk to a guy that works for Mega Bloks.
Dude, oh my god. Brian has people, and we have nobody.
I feel like a nobody now.
What? I don't have
How
a guy
do
at Mega Bloks.
People?
Can you ask them why they thought, like, oh, let's make a special edition. What do we give them? Let's just give them the leftover reds we forgot to paint. worst special edition ever.
Are you stalking people like Dark Blaze does? What are you doing? How do you have people?
It was on HG or whatever, and I was like, hey.
Hey, I'm Shuko Shinobi. Tell me what I want.
I love it. He's on HGU, and I was like, hey. Like, oh, okay.
Cool story. Basically.
So yeah, Mega Bloks, yay. And I'm like, yay! Squinkies. So, that's
squinkies,
the next,
squinkies, mushy.
The next story is there's going to be a series 4 of Squinkies. Yay, something, I don't
Yay.
Know.
Yay! Squinkies!
My little nephew really
Your
likes
Squinkies guy.
Them,
oh.
So I guess I'll keep him around for some reason, but supposed to be based on Super Samurai stuff with Serator and the Super Modes and Super Mega Mode, maybe. I don't know, they're so little and undetailed, it's really hard to tell anyway. But, yeah.
So do you have a Squinkies guy, too, or how does this work?
4. I don't have a Squinkies guy. But this is from the official Squinkies site.
You just have a Mega Bloks guy. Okay. Yeah. I'm just checking. I don't know what you do.
But, Squinky, Squashy, whatever.
Fun.
Okay, so now on to actual entertaining things.
So first we have, some Wizard, sounds, news. I don't understand how Wizard sounds are news, but there it is.
This is, like, lamest news ever. News about sounds.
So we find out that we got 4 songs for each of the styles, right? There's a song for each style. Last Engage and Mystic Liquid, the songs for Flame and Water style. Are
Mystic
song-
Liquid is totally what I'm... never mind. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
Those are sung by Kamen Rider Girls.
Lock My Life. I don't even bother listening to him yet.
Blessed Wind and Strength of the Earth, which is for Hurricane and Land styles, those are going to be sung by Rider Chips.
I thought they all died. Like,
who you will recall from good Kamen Rider themes.
There hasn't been a song from Rider Chips since, like, Blade.
Yeah, they just stopped using them. They did Elements in Blade, and they did... No, I thought they did a Kabuto song.
Was Full Force by them? I don't remember.
I thought they did a Kabuto song. I forget which one, but...
Kabuto only had, like, 3 songs, so...
Yeah. But I feel like I remember seeing their name attached to something in Kabuto. But in any case...
click the thing and it says this video is private. What the fuck?
Borderlands 2? Wait,
so there was a video here at some point. Basically, what happened was somebody found a new sound in the Wizard Driver through, you know, hacking it, which is how we always find sound in toys. Basically, it says 5, please, and then plays all 4 elements. So it plays he, sui, fu, and do, which he meaning fire, sui being water, fu being wind, and do being land, or
red.
Ground. Or,
oh, damn it.
Money.
But it cuts off, so the form name is going to be longer. So insert Captain Planet / Avatar joke here.
Speaking
so it might
of
be some
Captain Planet jokes. We got the elements, right? And then his name is Haruto, which is heart. Get it? Funny, huh? Right?
I did notice that.
Thank you. I thought I was the only one and I was sad.
No. Captain Planet aside. So this might be some kind of like Dogabaki Trinity form esque thing where we just combine his powers into one, which that could be fun, I guess. Then we have a list of what is apparently all the sounds in the driver. These are a bunch of images that list out all the sounds, and it looks like some kind of binary combination to represent them or something. I don't know. So we've got transformation sounds. These are all like for left hand rings. We have flame, water, land, hurricane. Things we know. Hurricane dragon, water dragon, land dragon, flame dragon. Again, things we all know. Then we have infinity flare, final flare, and beast. Beast is listed 6 times. Me personally, I think at least one of those 3, possibly beast, is in some kind of relation to the secondary writer, seeing as how they tend to be able to play each other's noises, which just that sounds weird. 2 rings are listed as both transformation and spell rings. They're called the origin and the end. I wonder if that's with the white wizard. I just thought of that. There's a list of play monster rings. So we have Garuda, Unicorn, Kraken, Cerberus, Golem, and Griffin. So looks like there's going to be 6 of those. I'm completely fine with this personally because Cerberus is cool and Golem, LOL Pokemon. And then the list of spell rings is as follows. We have Big, Kick Strike, Connect, Drago Rise, Thunder, Blizzard, Defend, Finish Strike. There's a question mark with that. I don't understand what something uncertain about that. Engage, Sleep, Liquid, Copy, Flash, that's also something uncertain there. Driver on, excite. You know, we get excite, please. That's awesome. Then we got dress up, gamble, that's Shuki's ring. Small, extend, perfume, smell, light, dark, knock, air, eye, gravity, confuse. This is like the best one ever. Sharup, which is apparently shut up. And I think it's just funny, the belt will tell you to shut up, please. And we have Barricade, which has a question mark. Psychokinesis, that's 4. High Speed, some other one that's just completely we're not sure about. Control, some other kind of questions and board. I don't know what's going on there. Poison, Seal with a question mark. I guess you play that, like you use that ring, and it just starts playing Kiss from a Rose. I don't know why. Is that that's Seal, right? That's the Seal song from Space Jam. I didn't like mix up 2 people. I do that kind of thing. It will allow you to divorce Heidi Klum for whatever reason, though. And that's just stupid. Miracle, Time, Whole, Holy, and Special. Then we have a list of rider sounds, some listed more than once. So we have Ichigo Nigo V3, Rider Man X, Amazon Stronger, Sky Rider, like Super Pokemon. 1, Z-Cross, Black, Shadow Moon, RX, Shin, Kuga 3 times, Agito 3 times, Fize 3 times, Blade twice, Hibiki 3 times, Kabuto twice, Deno 8 times, Imogen 5 times, Kiva 6 times, DK twice, Double 6 times, Oz 9 times, Forze 6 times, Meteor twice, and Wizard. So it appears that each form, or close to it, will get a sound to itself. It's also got a list of unmarked riders 27 times. Then it's got black riders 7 times, so presumably those are for secondary riders and enemy riders. Then it's got generic sounds, so we have Super Sentai, Happy Birthday, which really needs to do it in the Kogami voice, or I will not be happy. Merry Christmas, Congratulations, which also needs to have the Kogami voice. Or at least Red Eyes Guy from Forze. And that creepy voice where he's like, Omedetto! Like, oh god, please back away from me. Gambaride, Delicious, and Gashapon, which apparently will play the transformation sound for Birth. If you'll notice, there is no Ryuki, Zio, or J noises.
So, Turbo. Oh, wrong. Wrong thing.
Take that for what you will. What do you ladies think of it?
Cool.
I hope we get more than 6 play monsters.
Why?
Because I want more.
Why?
Because I want more.
They had to make room for the 8 Denos, Brian. Don't be so selfish.
Is it so hard to ask for more play monsters?
I go buy the food drive so that way you have all of them.
Why I want more play monsters? Because I like them. You not like them?
First of all, I'm going to need you to calm down. I didn't say I did. I just don't see why we need more than 6.
How many do we have for food droids? I don't feel like counting.
6?
Oh, really? Oh. I thought there was more.
How many?
6 memory gadgets. We had 9 candroids.
There. Lawyer.
Candroids. They took all the
I don't know.
Shit.
I feel like saying lawyer. Silly T-Can and his adventures.
We made fucking and his tissue blank. Nobody loved him except me.
I mean, I guess technically we had 8 Candroids because Tiger doesn't have a number, but we had a Tiger one.
Is he a surprise face too?
Tiger's not a real Candroid.
Oh, okay.
But anyway. I like the 6 that we do have. Cerberus is kind of cool.
Snake. What Cerberus?
Golem's iffy. It depends on what it ends up actually looking like.
And apparently there's some kind of a rumor going around that you can combine and like mix and match the play monster parts. I don't know if that's true or not.
We did that joke already.
I wanted to do it again. Bro. I wanted to do it again, okay?
Hashtag Google!
Oh my god.
Makes it more new and exciting if you add that hashtag.
the ability rings, some of them look very jokey.
Like the one that's called Joke? I'm just kidding, there's not one.
Perfume. See, the thing is, like, Gamble seems strange as a ring. I don't understand why.
But that's just specifically for you, bro.
I think so.
Maybe Gamble gives him a random one out of the parts he has. It's like a randomized character when you're a fighting game. Random, please, and it just picks one. Fuck, it's perfume again.
I'm trying to figure out what Excite would do.
I think I know.
I do too.
I'm also trying to figure out whether it would be a perfume and smell. It just kind of seems redundant. If
maybe smell enhances your smell, but perfume makes you smell pretty.
Okay.
Ice.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. I mean, we'll see if this is actually even real. I mean, it could be fake. Oh.
Are you a wizard?
I mean, we'd know if we had our wizard drivers because we can't get them. If we had them, we'd be able to hack them ourselves and see if we could get sounds from them, but
remember those days? Instead of it's that annoying song over and over again. Seeing my future.
So what are the chances that this 5 thing is actually just Fize? and it's spliced together with other stuff. I don't know. I'm just kind of making things up.
That would be pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I noticed that five sound
song
isn't
is a new
on
form. No, it's just five.
That five thing is not on the list.
Yeah, that's what I get, or that's what gets me. Like, they're like, oh, it's five, please. I'm like, that's not on the list. So
unless
either the list is wrong or the sound is wrong.
Like, it's a. It's
that,
a
that's
hand.
The thing
it's
is that we actually heard a sound, but the video showed the sound being made with some kind of weird piece of machinery.
Yeah.
You do put a metal detector over it?
Apparently, you can manipulate the signal that the driver would pick up with that little ring thing. I don't know.
Like, when you said operating with some type of machinery, I just picture the wizard driver on the floor and someone, like, hovering those, like, waxing machines they use, like, a Walmart over it. Like, I don't know why. Like, it's so involved just to get these sounds. It's a chotch. I'm like, I cover up the other noises with my obnoxiousness.
It's a chotch. Zonk.
I was excited. It was proof.
Oh, well.
What's next?
The...
Is next rumors?
Oh. MMPR. Hashtag GoGo. Hashtag Ranger Nation. It's just pumped.
Okay, so... apparently... Toei's filed some kind of a trademark for what is supposedly next year's Super Sentai series called Juden Sentai Kyoryuger. Juden being Jew. Meaning beast and electric. And Kyoryuger being dinosaur combined with ranger or something. So possibly dinosaur themed, you know, because I'm gonna MMPR 20th anniversary, it's a tribute.
Tribute. That's what the entirety of the sound sounds like to me.
That's what I hear in my head when I see
it. Lines
it
up perfectly with the 25th anniversary. All they care about is doing Saban's will.
Doing his will?
Yeah, well, that's not for a while. He's going to leave nothing to anybody. He's going to somehow leave all of his assets to his corpse, because he's that selfish. Thank you, bye-bye.
Why do you hate Saban Brand, Dawson? What?
Because they're like company. Saban's basically the general. And I think E. Dickel is Kim. I'm not sure.
I don't even know who E. Dickel is. I know that Dark Blaze loves her. I think it's a her. It could be a dude. I don't know.
It's that guy. Eli Dickel.
E. Dickel. Yeah, that's his name. That's what I call him.
He's the president of Saban Brands.
Oh, no wonder he's a Dickel. That's funny.
E. Dickel.
Anyway, there's apparently some kind of a rumor for this Kyoryuger. It says here that the mecha will be called Juden Genshiju. The play on Genshiju, which is primitive beast and are not dinosaurs but ancient animals. The transformation device is tentatively called Kyoryu Smaho. which
Smaho.
That's not yo, that's Maho.
That's funny. Especially the way Kevin said it. Smaho. Sorry. It's so funny.
Smaho. Which is a smartphone. And it consists of... Are you done?
No.
Oh, show.
No.
At least I'm honest.
That doesn't make it better, bro. Just saying. It consists of Kyoryu Red, who controls the Juden Giga Kong, which is a giant ape named after Gigantopithecus. Kyoryu Blue controls the Juden Andrusarchus, named after the Andrusarchus, which is a hyena type. That right there just tells me that's just stupid. Kyoryu Green controls the Juden Utsunojika, a deer type named for the Megaloceros. Kyoryu Yellow controls the Juden Shisocho, the Archaeopteryx, named after Archaeops. And Kyoryu Pink controls the Juden Glyptodon, which is an armadillo type named for the Glyptodon.
No digivolving is happening. It's Maho.
So, I'm be honest, I don't know what to say about this, because I personally don't believe a word of it.
Like, it's too early, like, I'm... Putty draft. Like, it's too early to believe anything. Like, Zong, cell phone changer confirmed. Fuck. Like, I still think it's going to be... I mean, I guess they could do two people with those colors adding later, but I still think it's going to start out as three people just because it's in the pattern to have the anniversary season and then two three-person teams afterwards.
Two three-person teams?
Like, the seasons. Like, you know, you got Ranger, and then you had Hurricane, which was a three-person to start, and Albranger, which was three to start. And then we had the Gokaiger season, and then you had, or not Gokaiger, Bokenger, and then you had Geki Ranger and Goanger, which were technically both three to start.
Fair enough.
It's just a pattern. Just. So I'm hoping it'll be three people, because I just like that team better to start.
I kind of want it to set up sort of like Goanger, to where it's three people to start, but they get the other two really quick.
Like, really?
And yeah. They have different toys, because I like different, different toys. Changes.
I'm like, because it's too early to tell really anything, actually, because we talked about this before, is that we used to think the Go Busters were ghost hunters, but I really don't want another dinosaur theme, personally.
There's just so many other things to do that why do dinosaurs again?
It's like Ben 10, it's like, let's do fast powers again.
I hate to bring up the insects, but we still haven't done an insect season, we haven't done a proper planetary season.
We haven't done a proper video game season in a while. Let's do that again and make it, like, modern.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things that you could do that it'd be stupid to do. Well, let's do primitive animals again. Kids don't know what the fucking name those animals are.
Not to mention...
I didn't know what they were. I had to look them up.
The only one I recognized right off the bat was the Arkwakuka, because I knew that from both Transformers and Archaeops. That was the only one I knew.
Oh. And if they refuse to come up with new themes, then why not recycle one of the older ones you haven't done yet? Did ninjas twice already. This would be the third time going on dinosaurs. I mean, I know they're cool and all, but come on. But it lines up perfectly with the 25th anniversary. Shut up. I'll smack you. Hashtag go away.
But you know they're doing it because of the MMPR 20th anniversary. We deserve it.
Oh my god. These people...
Oh, Lord. God. Like, the animals that they picked, I can believe a prehistoric season, even though
just
I don't
believe.
Want it. Like, I can go with that. But just the fact that they picked these completely, like, out-of-place creatures, like, oh, a prehistoric tiger thing and a hyena and... whatever the
there
hell
is no
else.
Tiger thing. Like this
thinking,
giant deer and a giant armadillo.
Armadillomon.
I kind of want Digmon something. Like, I'd rather have that, though, than Pterodactyl, Triceratops, and Tyrannosaurus again.
Yeah.
Especially Triceratops. No one's going to... It's not a dinosaur anymore. Well, we made the word dinosaur up. Can we just still keep calling it a dinosaur? And we won't have to tell anybody. Pluto's not a planet. Have we been there? That's probably the only one with life. That's going to be lawyered when we get there. You keep making all these stupid decisions.
Probably the only one with life.
That's a stable. Those are ice people. Jesus.
to think outside the box. These are the things I think about. Mainly the Triceratops. It's not a dinosaur. We made that term up. They didn't call themselves dinosaurs. They called each other. So they called each other. They couldn't talk. They were just running around trying to kill each other. The other ones were trying to kill leaves. No. And then you got the people from Terra Nova out there, like, I'm from Avatar, and you just start shooting stuff. And they get canceled. That's an accurate retelling of history.
Sure is.
True life.
True facts, right there. Wow, but anyway, I have no idea where that conversation went. But
I don't know what just happened, but
I don't see any of this. I don't even see us actually getting this theme, because like we said, GoBuster started off as that Baru Onger or whatever, and
Baru Ganger or something.
Baru Ganger, and it was a ghost theme. I made themed, that up, I and think. Like everyone was supposed to have yokais and stuff, but
wasn't there like a joke for a while that when Kiefer was like, "Oh, Gladys for Baru Orange or something,"
yeah,
when we were doing the Gladys, like I remember that.
Gladys.
Or what was the name? I don't
just
remember.
Just
Earl. Earl. I don't know. Just Believe in Earl. That should be a show. That sounds like a good name for a sitcom. Just Believe in Earl. It's like Everybody Loves Raymond.
Or my name is Earl.
Oh. Shut up. Shut up. Well,
just saying.
The only thing I hope they keep is that That's My Ho mecha name, because that's going to be fun to say.
Smile.
Smile.
That's Changer.
Oh, that's even better. You just pull it out of your pocket. That's Maho.
Like, it's just so early to start investing in these fucking rumors that are going to turn out to be false.
Yeah. Remember, like, it was literally, this is like a rumor within the series, but it was like literally a day before we saw Gosei Ultimate, we had like three different rumors of what the final mech would be.
Yeah.
There was one where there were like three people like stacked up against each other, and like their faces switched and rotated, and they were like a blow-up doll would come out of it, and it's like the next day we finally saw Gosei Ultimate, and we sit there talking for like 30 minutes about these stupid mecha rumors.
Yeah.
We spent like... 3 weeks. We had each week had a different rumor for Gosei, like the final mecha, and like it was. And then finally, Gosei Ultimate comes out, and they were like, "Nope, lawyered."
Like so long ago, and now we're finally getting Gosanger. It's only 3 years old. It's fine. Toddler.
Enough about that for now. So this guy that I have no idea. Who he is, he's a New Zealand actor, so John might know him. James Coleman is set to play Gred or Greed or something in the Super Samurai Christmas special, so apparently it's not going to be a clip show. If it is, this guy's involved somehow.
He's going to be controlling the clip show. It'll be a game show like that for your episode.
God, that was like the worst thing I've ever dealt with in a clip show ever. Oh, but anyway.
What was?
The Jungle Fury one. Don't blow that dough.
I don't want to blow any kind of dough.
So, they're speculating that he is the enemy from Shinkenger Act 15, because Gred is a combination of green and red, I guess, and he kind of looks Christmassy because he's green and red. I don't know.
Genius detectives on this. It's like the best investigative work I've heard in months.
And I said that Act 15 is pre-Genta, so they could easily write out Antonio because
they won't need Steven Skyler.
Skyler to come back.
He couldn't even come back for the little minifigure packs. I mean, come on. He's doing CD. He's like, I can't make it. I can't believe that. Still.
Just believe.
It's like the tiny version.
Let's see, what was episode 15 about?
Green and red. Shinken Christmas?
Let's see, frustrated with being unable to perform Shirahadori.
Is that like a Japanese
like
blowjob?
Like Yusuke and Takeru Chiaki goes off to train on his own.
How am I ever going to surpass Jaden? This is the first time you've mentioned surpassing Jaden. I'm just saying.
Well, this is where he turned into Chiaki and was taunting them. He's like, fuck you guys. And they're like, what's wrong with you, Chiaki? Why are you an asshole? And they're all pissed at Chiaki. Chiaki's like, why are you mad at me? I have no idea how they're going to turn that into a Christmas episode, but... whatever. At least it's not a clip show, I guess. Supposedly. That's why we have...
I'm not really sure what you're talking about, so...
I'm so excited. I just want more samurai content.
Hashtag
Rain Tree.
More!
You've got to love everything ever!
Go!
It's a Mickey version.
Let's talk about DVDs, because, you know, it's important to life.
Alright, it's DVD Tuesday. You're probably listening to this on Friday, but for me, it's DVD Tuesday, okay? Okay. So first up, Kevin coughing. I thought he was better.
Kevin coughing the movie.
The movie is about Kevin's coughing. It's a compilation. Last week's show, when he was coughing in the hotel room before we left for Target.
He's dying, okay?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Next Mutation, Volume 2, which just consists of the rest of the series. There's only two volumes. That's it. It's going to be released on December 4th, 2012, and it's going to include the multi-part Unchain My Heart, which was cut due to the fact that Shout! Didn't want to release the end of a cliffhanger. And I'm so glad they're doing this, because it would have been way too costly for anyone just to buy both volumes as one set and just get it the fuck over with. I mean, it would have broke the bank, you know? Honestly. Moving
along. I need to buy things right away. I can't be saving for things, okay?
Okay. Moving along, this is super important, like revolutionary news. The MMPR Complete Series, MMPR Complete Series, hashtag GoGo, hashtag Ranger Nation set of the entire series is coming out to retail on November 20th, 2012, and will retail for $119.99. That's $120. Stop with your psychology tricks.
I feel like that's too much.
Well, it is. It's MMPR. It is too much, but luckily this started the global phenomenon and is the number one show of all time. It says it right in their little description of lies. I'm not sure how they're not getting sued with all the stuff they say, but it's cool. But how much
it is the number one boys franchise
in the Power Rangers category? Oh, okay. How much would we pay for ours again? 250? 40?
I ended up paying 200 because it was 220, and then that coupon made it 200.
So it was only $80 more for like the good seasons, and by the good seasons I mean space.
Because this had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sets. If the sets retail for what's season 1 part 1? 15?
Yeah, I think so. 15.
I don't know.
I think it's 15 or 20. I think it's 15. $14.99. Boyer. God.
So 15 times 5 is...
Don't
math.
Make me mad.
75.
Okay, there we go. So 75. And so you're paying what? Like 25... $45 for a bonus disc?
You don't understand, Ryan.
Book,
you're getting the packaging. You know how expensive that packaging is?
It's cardboard.
But it's got like Tommy towering above them. Hashtag green. Wait, he's white. Fuck.
That's $5 cardboard.
Like, honestly, the best thing to come out of this is going to be all of the nostalgia douchebags being like, oh, this is my childhood, best ever. And then they open it, and they watch it, and they're like, fuck. You just waste $119. So that's going to be fun. Yeah.
Such a horrible person.
Well, it's honestly what's going to happen. I mean, I'm a fan of the thing in general, and I was like, when we did a rewatch, I'm like, wow, this is awful. I feel like I had another joke prepared, but I can't think of it.
There's a reason. There's a reason that my MMPR rewatch is consisting of putting it into the PS3, hitting play, and then doing something else.
And then walking away.
I'm not even going to remotely pay... Not even remotely pay attention until season 2.
That's
things
when,
actually get tolerable.
That's when Tommy comes in full-time, and that's when shit gets real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I guess that's cool. Hopefully they release the others for those people later that just couldn't buy the damn set. I didn't have enough notice. They gave us a lot of notice and you could pay in installments. Just calm down.
Like, I hope that they end up releasing the other sets individually like they are for, like, MMPR Season 1, Volume 1 and stuff.
Like, they should just do it like as Zeo Season 1, though. It's one little package. Just do it. It's just a season.
Well, they've already got them all packaged already.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, if they split it up, just stop. Just buy the whole season and save your money. I know that $30 is a lot, but or however much they'll charge.
Yeah, it would be 30, I think, for...
And
I mean,
you know,
it wasn't only 40. It might only be 25.
That's what I was going to mention. It wasn't a joke, but this will probably go cheaper, like on possible like Amazon deals or sales.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And people stop buying it. Let's talk about the most exciting DVD news of the day. I'm more excited than those last two, which is we're getting Power Rangers Super Samurai: The Complete Season. MMPR. Is that even involved? comes out December 4th, 2012. It is going to be coming out on DVD for the low price of $29.98. Can you believe that?
Oh, shit.
And the Blu-ray is going to be $39.99. I'm going to go for the $29.98 one because that's like a Walmart deal. You know what? It's going to be $29.97 at Walmart. It's going to be even cheaper. I'm going to save those pennies to dump somewhere. I don't know. But this cool packaging that has the six Mega Rangers, one of them Super, which is red, and then the Megazord sitting there like, I matter. Like, why are you on the packaging? Get off. It just seems so out of place.
You're not the Bullzord. You're not the Gigazord. You're not Decker. You're not anyone important. You're just the Megazord. Go away. Hashtag go away.
They should have just had a picture of Rick Medina being chill. Or G, and he could just be like, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, like, picture of Rick Medina complaining about towel heads or something.
Rick Medina. I definitely think it's odd that we get this announcement of Super Samurai before OG Samurai.
Yeah.
But at least they're doing a whole season set so I can lull the people that actually bought the DVDs.
Oh, like, so I'm in a conflict on what to get.
Like, here's the thing. It's funny, like, the Shout Factory DVDs are on, like, a normal type DVD thing going, except for the volumes, which piss me off. Samurai's, like, on the old Disney way of doing things.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, they just randomly put shit out. Like, put this one out. We already did. So what? Just throw it out there. I don't know what to do. Fuck. Just put a... Cover your eyes, spin around 3 times, and then release a DVD. It's like, I don't know what they're doing.
I think that's what happens when you use Lionsgate.
I'll probably end up just getting it on Blu-ray just because...
I don't know if it's worth it. Like, if I find a deal or something, like, you maybe get it for 20, but I don't know, $40 for Super Samurai?
I don't even think I'd pay $30 for Super Samurai. Like, I'm going to wait until Amazon has a sale or something, but I'm probably going to end up getting it on Blu-ray just because I can.
High def, we could see Gold Power and High Def, and that Megazord that matters. But
I mean, like, DVDs hardly come out at the retail price anymore, so...
Yeah. And plus, you have like Black Friday shit and Christmas stuff and Amazon deals and theft.
December 4th, I'll just put on my fucking Christmas list. I don't care how much it costs.
Wait, did you say theft?
Yes, I said I don't recommend that. Sorry, children and parents. Awesome Rider told our kids to steal DVDs. They were running out of the store with Super Samurai. They didn't even take the good stuff. They put the Blu-rays up too high. Oh no! Where is this going? They forgot to take that stupid security, like, you know, I like the security thing they put on it better than Walmart, where they put like a suction cup on it. They like take a little like smoke detector with tentacles and suck the life out of the packaging. I'm like, I want to have a nice packaging, so I don't buy things from you. But Walmart doesn't have the DVD the day you want it. No, they just have the ones people want. Oh, Lord. So excited.
They have the ones people want.
Well, it's like they have the ones that, like, people are not going to have Samurai on the first day. No one cares about that. But they'll have, like, you know, the vow or something. That's like the Chuck finale, but the wife doesn't try to kill the husband. Is not manipulated by a bearded man. Not Morgan.
What are we talking about?
The vow, apparently. I don't know.
Okay.
Now it's time for...
Superhero Taimu. Go, Busters. I had a week and didn't think of something to say. Wizard.
Wizard.
Say wizard, please. I don't know.
I seriously had a week to think about this and... didn't.
That'll have to happen. I'll do that next week. Well, we're going to record R&R this week, right? Yeah. Week passes. Oh, fuck. We'll just do it next week. Week passes. We're playing games. Oh, fuck. It's time for going to Morphicon. Oh, fuck. We'll just do it when we get back. Get back. I'm going to Atlantic City. Oh, fuck. Sorry, parents. I mean, people. I don't know why I said parents. I guess parents could be people, too. I don't know.
You have parents that aren't people?
Apparently. And the word parent is in that, which I find funny.
So anyway.
I thought it was first for a second. I'm like, oh, fuck.
We're on GoBusters 29.
Before the series finale.
Yeah, so the next week is the series finale, supposedly, even though there's more toys to come out. There was silhouettes of, you know, Powered Custom in a magazine for next month, but it's the series finale or next week or something. You know, ratings and such.
Ratings.
So this starts off with, like, Hiramu dreaming about being in hyperspace, because I guess that just gets him all hot and bothered.
It was a wet
dream. And... Yeah, and then they get a call saying, like, we have a message from hyperspace. And they're like, so Masato's calling? And they're like, no.
We get calls
from your dad. I'm like, it's your dad. They're like, you found my dad. I lost him.
My dad was taken.
And meanwhile, Spacebar's over there in hyperspace being like, ah, Messia, you're being Messia. And you're evolving.
Clean this messy up.
You're evolving, and you're doing stuff, and you're like, yay!
Oh, Shinka! Sorry.
He's guy doing stuff. That's cool. So, the message says to the GoBusters and stuff, like, hey, Messia is evolving. He's gonna have a body soon.
Press B, guys. Quick!
Press B to cancel the evolution, and we're gonna open, like, we're gonna send a how you call it, a hyperspace transporter window thing, but it's only gonna be for like 3 hours.
Never guessed that. What do you call it? Oh yeah, hyperspace transporter. Hyperspace. Sorry. Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyper Sports, go! That was the last one.
So anyway, Wild Dawson stops being a queer.
Even when I stay.
Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to suit up and get the...
be legendary.
Yeah, they're going to get the Buster Machines ready for action. And meanwhile, Spacebar's been like, I see your plan, GoBusters, I will stop you. I don't know why he talks that way.
He's got a mustache now. It's a mustache.
So, yes. So he is, him and Escape, they're like, ah, Papa and Papa things. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. But they are gonna stop the GoBusters, so they're gonna go attack, and more stuff about cock and my cock or something. I still don't know what that's
trying to figure out how all the cocks are related. We just can't figure it out.
One, yeah, somehow the cocks are...
looks like computer cocks.
FML.
Sorry, if you don't know the context, it looks wrong. What, they go up, something go up?
No, the my weed just starts making this.
You got a red ring of death, except that's not possible. A red slit of death.
Red way of death. Never mind.
You mean like a bleeding vagina? What is that?
Oh, God. That's kind of what a dying weed would look like again.
You said red slit of death. Anyway, so.
It's like an evil vagina. Like, who would have that? Maybe escape. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like the evil version of the vagina, but just another one like this one. I don't know why I'm looking at missing vagina.
Anyway, enter an escape. They show up and are like, we're going to kill the Goldbusters. Yay! And so they're like, we've got to go stop them. So they go to stop them and they start fighting. Escape like gets all hot and bothered when she sees Ryuji and like climbs on top of him and is like, let's do this. And he's like, no thank you. I don't want any from you. And then Masato comes to fight with him while Hiromu gets like tentacle raped by a spacebar and he's like, come with me. And I'm like, oh god.
Oh god. <That's happening." laughs> This was their idea of a retool.
Oh god.
That's their retool.
The tentacles were there. It was kind of like that Zero and Zephyr video that Brian didn't watch yet.
I watched it.
Oh, did you?
I watched it before we started.
You went back in time and watched.
You left, I think.
All right, what?
Who cares?
I didn't. I was here the whole time. Stupid.
He went back in time.
Oh, okay. So, they're fighting. They're having fun times, and they're like, hey, great Go Busters, ready to go. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. So the four of them go run away. The four of them that aren't Hiromu go run away, and Hiromu's still fighting Spacebar, and he gets, like, beat up, but he keeps getting up. He's like, no, I don't care. I'm going to still keep fighting you. And he's like, oh, okay. And so then, like, Nick comes to save him at the last minute. He's like, I got your back, bro. I've always had your back. Let's do this. And so they're like, we've got a promise to keep. We're going to go save people's parents because they found out their parents are, in fact, alive because Masato said so.
Because they actually looked around the room. They're like, oh, fuck, there's a cell phone. Didn't know if only would have gotten up and looked for other people.
He's like, well, he was like, yeah, you know, I didn't see anyone, but I've been talking to them over the computer. We Skyped.
Skyped. They got Skype in hyperspace. It's called Skyperspace. It's really fun.
So
it gets that kind of reception, though, you know. It's very unreliable in hyperspace.
Yeah, they've got sound out the internet there.
Like, seriously.
It just dies every 3 minutes.
This ain't no joke.
So,
God damn it. I just said this ain't no joke. There we go.
I didn't hear anyone say anything at first because I was talking, and that is no.
You're just like lol. Oh, you like no seriously. Why are you laughing?
This ain't no game.
My cheeks hurt from smiling. Happy people problems.
Hashtag Ranger Nation.
Oh shit.
So anyway,
I go brush my teeth. I'm a distraction.
Yeah. They go to hyperspace, they activate some kind of a system that makes the sky blue.
They're like, we don't have the money to have this filter running the entire time. You're gonna need to do something. So,
the same program TerraVenture uses.
So, then they encounter this, thing that recreates four old Metroids, and he's like, get out of my house, and they're like, what? No, like, how is this your house? He's like, because this belongs to Messia, and I'm Messia, lol. And then it ends.
Sounds very menacing.
Shut up, it is.
Missing? I don't know.
So, this was a fun episode. We still don't know what's going on with, you know, Cock and Macock.
Doesn't look anything like your mom. Yeah, but she could have gotten work done. I mean, she could have got recast. Like Taya's house.
So I don't know what's happening with that, but
her house was recast. They couldn't find the old set. Oh, isn't that something else? Okay.
Destroyed it. So we're probably gonna find out next week, right around the time that we're getting, you know, it's the final showdown, so it's the last episode or something, I don't know. Retool. They, you know, they retooled the whole series and went through the trouble of putting in a new opening in order for them to cancel it 2 episodes later.
In addition to that, more complaining about GoBusters haters, how can you say at the same time that it's moving slowly, but it's going to reach a conclusion at episode 30? What?
Because nothing was happening, man. Nothing was happening in the show at all. There wasn't anything behind the scenes going on. They weren't collecting Anatron and...
collecting all these elements that they needed to make things, and, you know, they weren't talking about all the whole thing that the engineers are probably the people. They weren't talking about that at all.
Engineers are people, too. Michael Scofield knows this. He's a structural engineer. Just because he turned into a fish man in Buffy, it doesn't matter.
Like, I agree that the base plot took a while to get going, but, that, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Here's the thing. The plot moves extremely slowly. Welcome to Sentai. Like, you get the setup, you get Six Ranger, and then the end. And in between, there's just a lot of monsters showing up going, whoa, 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 whoa. That's Sentai. That's Power Rangers. Welcome. So glad you joined us. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. Hashtag go go away. Like, we talked about it before, I'm probably are a little bit biased, but I like the way they've been doing things. Like, they took time to set up the characters and how the world affects them and how their powers affect them. And in most of the episodes, we said this last week, that they would have some at the end. Like, it would be an episode about balloon fights, but then the last 5 minutes, they blow your fucking mind. Like, they always were progressing, and I felt that stuff's always happening. That at least, I mean, I think there was a couple of them, but I always felt that something important happened, whether it helped the plot a little bit or helped me understand one of the characters better. I can't think of any episodes where I was like, well, that was worthless.
Like, I always found, like, pretty much all of them entertaining, and...
Not to mention, I love the fact that they're going to hyperspace now, because I would have easily thought they would have saved that for the last arc of the series. Moving like this.
If I was going to take a wild guess, I would say that there's a chance that they might actually defeat Messiah here.
Uh-huh.
And then Enner does some crazy-ass shit and becomes, like, the main bad guy for the rest of the show.
See, that's what I was thinking, is that, like, he's going to do something. And somehow, like, just because they have, says, like, Messiah shut down, whatever the hell the episode is.
Or, like, Enner becomes Messiah in some fashion.
They fuse. He makes this bitch. People write fanfic.
In the preview, he looked fucking, like, crazy. He was all like, see for today.
He's already got crazy hair and, like, some sort of, like, lacrosse gear. I'm trying to figure out why that makes you hardcore, but it does.
Oh, and I forgot to mention the part where, like, they were going to, what's her name? Escape and, some minions were like, we're gonna attack you people, and then, like, Kuroren and other people were like, LOL, no! We're gonna stop you with toys. Ichigan Busters.
See, if that collector bitch had gotten to him, she wouldn't have the toys, because she would have burned them all down. So she's like, what happens if this place burns down? Well, it's not gonna happen. What happens if I light this match and trip? Stop it! God damn it, you're scaring me. What happens if someone comes by your house with a blowtorch at night? It's not going to happen, lady. Get out of my house.
Someone comes by your house with a blowtorch.
She kept bringing it up. What happens if there's a fire? Stop. What happens if there's
don't
not?
Talk like that.
So, I feel like we've talked very little about the episode. Just a bunch of references happening.
Oh, wait, I have a dog.
I mean, I thought it was an absolutely terrific episode.
Yeah, I thought it was a real good episode. I hate to use this, but I thought it was a good setup episode for a good conflict next time.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it when Nick came in with his guns.
Yeah, that he, like, never uses?
Exactly. Like, I was waiting for him to be like, oh, I got an upgrade.
Like, I hate to repeat myself, but, like, the thing about going to hyperspace and just making contact with the parents, like, I'm... like, legit surprised in a way that this is all going down right now. In a way, I think it's because I'm used to you know, Toku moving slower, and it's like most of the stuff you hear about for the beginning of the show, it never happens till the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably also a little bit from watching soaps where things move at a snail's pace. So when things legit happen in shows, I'm like, holy shit, they went ahead and did that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I just think it's nice that we could possibly, either way when this ends, we'll move on to, like, either part two of Messiah or possibly... part two with Enter or something entirely different. We don't even know. Like,
I just want to say that even if, let's just say they defeat Messiah or something happens, there's really nothing guaranteeing that they're going to get the parents back.
Yeah.
Like, they still might have to see about doing that. Like,
but they could also defeat Messiah, but, like, he's just wounded or something because that's his world or something and he can't be destroyed there or something like that. I don't know. That could be.
Yeah, or, like... it's like the thing with the Orphanox and Fives where, like, the chick is, like, all creepy and it's like, I'll save you.
Or they could pull a Dark Knight mon where they think he's destroyed and escapes, like, I'm taking over. And then, like, in the last episodes, Bagramon's like, LOL, no, and then takes over him. That could happen. Kevin has no idea what I'm talking about, but it happened. But I'm going to be disappointed if something to the effect of Enter moving to the forefront doesn't happen, just because, I mean, maybe we're just reading signals wrong because they're Japanese and we're not, but, like, it seems like there's a lot of little hints being dropped about him being like, man, my boss sucks. It's like the movie Horrible Bosses, but in Japan. So, I don't know, like, I'll be disappointed if something doesn't happen, because it seems like they've been dropping hints.
Well, because Enter hasn't been much more of a competent Viren.
Well, just those, like, scenes where he's like, well, we could do this, this, and this, and they'd be destroyed. No, smash! Like, no, but we could just destroy them easily right now. I could just kill them in their sleep. No, smash when they awake. Want them to see their deaths, but I could just play. Okay, whatever. You're the boss. I just wear the goggles. Like an evil Digi-Destin. What's with his get-up? Put on some lacrosse gear. You'll look cooler. Okay. Did you see in the little preview there was, like, a picture of Enter or, like, whoever he really is?
Oh, yeah, it was like goggles and, like, this little piece of paper that says, like, Sava.
He kind of looked like the little picture they showed, it kind of looked like Shingles. And that's what this kind of reminds me of. But I'm looking forward to next week.
I'm looking forward to touching you inappropriately.
And Hiromu's dad. Maybe Hiromu's dad is Enter, and they're just using that guy's face. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe all of their dad is Messiah, and they're all computer programs. That would be funny.
All your dad are belong to us.
It's your dad. Like, that's so, how are they not? I want to see. I expect to see this layout where they can't find each other. I don't know other people, but after about, like, maybe 2 years, I found a cell phone. They wake up and they're just, like, sitting down in the middle of a room and they're like, oh, I'm trapped.
If I had to take a wild guess, most of the people got captured to be the engineers, but somehow Jin wasn't.
He was on a different block than the others, remember?
He was in AdSeg and everyone else is in Gen Pop.
He was just on out back chilling and they, like, hey, came into the front doors. Just started kidnapping bitches.
Maybe they're all in cells or something. I don't know. But it just seems ridiculous. I didn't see anybody else. Like, what are you talking about? There was, like, a bunch of people. Whatever. Time to open the weekly Forza document since I haven't changed the name yet.
Why do you mention that name?
Sorry, I just kept the document with that name. So, is that a good segue, sort of?
Not really.
Do you have anything else to add?
Good enough. No, I don't got anything to add.
Okay, it's wizard time.
Okay. That's a bad segue.
It was. Okay, so we start the episode where everyone's at the home base thing. Now, I need to ask, what is this place again? Is it just a house?
It's an antique shop.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck is that place? It just looks like a house. Okay, so the antique shop where Nunu Ankh is making a ring and Haruto's like, let me try it out. And then it puts him to sleep and everyone's like, lols, that's what you get for dressing like that. Detective Chick meets this new guy that claims he's new Hojo. And I'm like, whoa, you don't need a new Hojo. That's like 8 years ago. Like, so he's like, yeah,
he looks kind of like Philip.
He's like,
he does.
I thought he looked like Hojo. Like, look at his hair and his personality was an asshole. So I was like, whatever. I don't think he has what it takes to be new Hojo. So then we're introduced to the guy who loses his voice. That he wears the world's most borderline orange backpack. And he looks like what would happen if Guy and Chiaki would have met and fucked the baby they would have made. So that's what he looks like. And he's like, I'm going to help you with your wound, kid. And he's like, alakazam, or whatever they use for the word. And the kid's like, you're so stupid. And he's like, wait, my backpack's orange. But the kid's like,
Chi-Chi boy boy or something. I don't know. That's what I heard.
I don't know why they said alakazam. I got my hopes up. I don't know. Meanwhile, the phantoms, like, send one of their own down to get the guy with the backpack. Because they're like, he's a gate. How can you tell? It flies open. Oh, okay. So then he starts attacking them. But Wizard saves him just in time, and then he's like, I want to be a wizard too, so he starts stalking him and chasing him around. And his name's Haruto, right? Wizard?
Yeah.
He's got it right. One name down. We're making progress, guys. Haruto thinks he got away. I see I even wrote it down. I'm so proud. thinks he got away by hiding at the donut stand, where this she-male asks him to try her rainbow hole. But he's like, I just like plain sugar. He's like, but my rainbow hole is so delicious. And then the guy's there, and he's like, oh, I found you, and I still want to be a wizard. They're like, all right, let's sit at this impromptu table with our juice and share our lives. So they start talking, and then while that's going on, the detective chick goes to the antique shop and finds out the backstory that basically him and a bunch of other people were kidnapped and were going to be forced to become phantoms of the Megaplex. But he resisted, and then this guy in the white coat showed up, and he's like, "Here's your magic belt and your magic bitch. Good luck." That joke. So that's all cool.
Your magic bitch.
She lost her memory because I'm like, wait, I didn't see her at that ceremony, so I think that she's got something going on. So I don't know though. So her new name is Magic Bitch instead of Nunu Hina until I learn her name. And then back at Orange Kid Lad Adventures, he's getting a book from the library. He's like, "I wanted to be a wizard, so this will teach me this book from when I was a kid." And then these ghouls start attacking him, and he's like, "Just believe!" He's following the advice of Chip, and then fire apparently comes out of his finger and stops the people. And the wizard shows up, and he's like, "Get out of here, because I'm the only one who can do things." And then he gets into an elaborate bike fight scene with Phantom and apparently destroys him. And then we cut back to Backpack Lad sweating, and then it ends. That's how it happened. That's true.
Backpack Lad.
Like, I give everybody funny names until I can learn them. I thought this episode was actually really good. Like, I liked it a lot more than one. And it made me wish that the whole thing was an overall better pilot.
But it wasn't written by the head writer, so there must be problems with Wizard already. I'm not going to watch it.
Retooling! Fuck. Son of a bitch got me mad already. Hashtag Ranger Nation! Fuck, I lost my points. I'm getting all mad. It's funny. But anyway, I felt a lot more into it, for lack of, like, better wording, this week than I did last week. Like, last week I felt kind of disconnected, and everything felt really weird, but this week I felt more into it. And I'm really still enjoying the fight scenes. I really like the choreography going on. And I really like the background score. It's got, like, this really, like, kind of epic, like, opera.
Here goes Dossman's background music again.
I actually noticed it this time.
One that notices.
Are you proud of me?
Yes, I'm very proud. It was like, oh, that was horrible. But I liked the music a lot. And I like.
Glad we actually got to hear the theme this time.
And like, or get like a full opening. You know what it kind of reminded me of was a combination of O's and I think Ryuki. I think it was. It was reminding me of.
I really liked the opening. I think it fits the tone of the show. And
the opening made me happy. I enjoyed it.
Probably gonna have to wait until October or something to get a.
And you know, it's only two episodes in. I'm not gonna like completely judge the series, but so far,
why not?
Because I'm no longer a Toku fan. I don't want to be one of them.
What you're supposed to do is watch two episodes and then make a complete decision about how the rest of the show is gonna turn out, whether or not you're gonna watch it.
Be like, that's it. I'm quitting Kamen Rider forever. It's so lame. The suit sucks. That's actually the mature decision you should make. But anyway, is that the tone kind of reminds me more of, like, O's as opposed to, like, the overall silliness of Forze with a little bit of hints. Like, not like the super kind of emo environment that Old Rider had, but I have, like, a little bit of a hint of tone from those days with the fact that the police are actually aware of things that are going on and we're following characters that aren't necessarily involved in everything, if you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Forze, we just constantly followed the fuckers at high school. And, like, now we're actually station and people are talking about things. It kind of reminded me of, like, Agito where and Kuga where, like, you'd have conversations elsewhere about what was going on.
We just followed the fuckers in high school.
But it seemed like we never, like, got an idea of, honestly, I forgot to mention that in the wrap-up, but, like, Forze, we never got to see the outside world that much. It felt so contained to the school, similar to the way Samurai is. And this one, I feel like we're in the world again. Like, I feel like we've been released. We're seeing streets, other people that are not of high school age. Unfortunately, one of them is a transgender, so that's the bad first experience outside the world. You get out of the dome, and you're like, oh, fuck, I don't know what it is.
Hashtag Ranger Nation.
It's the Ranger Nation, run. Only the avatars can stop them from their nostalgia douchebaggery.
The Ranger Nation attacked.
So, I'm glad we got more backstory in this episode about the ritual. I'm sure we'll get more later.
Yeah, we do have a slight bit of also information about where the rings came from with that the old guy started talking. He's like, well, look, I just make this shit, okay?
I love the fact that he makes them and we get to actually see him make them. Like, the metals and switches and stuff just aren't pulled out of their ass. They're like, oh, we got a new one.
To be fair, the metals were already made.
Yeah, I know.
Lawyered. Sorry. But Kengo did pull the switches out of his ass because he was an inanimate object. So he could do that. We now know that.
I like pulling things in and out of my ass, so.
Oh, God.
Shuki taught me that.
Yep. But anyway, I think that's cool.
So did T-Can.
And the fact that he doesn't know what it does, I think, is kind of neat, too. He's like, I don't fucking know. I just make it. Here you go. I'm trying to figure out. He says that the spells are already in the stone. Yeah, how does he make the little picture for it?
Maybe they sent him, like, a template.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like, we said something about listening to the magical voice. Like, maybe whatever the hell that is, the magical voice.
Maybe none of this happens at all and he just has schizophrenia. We're just following him.
Possibly.
Like, well, maybe it's just like, oh, the magical voice is, like, it just tells him what to do. Like, it, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like
schizophrenia. Like, it kind of almost possesses him?
Like yeah, like it just kind of, like, guides his hand and he...
Like, when that dude drew that comic in Dino Thunder and he's like, oh, I don't even know what happened, I just drew it. Hashtag Ranger Nation! And that's what happened.
Exactly. But everything just ends in Ranger Nation!
The appropriate amount of annoying.
Hashtag go go!
Am I the only one that wants a figure out of that white robe guy?
I want
no.
I like it.
The it's KKK cool. Wizard? He's right up your alley, Dawson.
He's all cool. You know what? He's cool, though.
Yeah. No, we know all about you and enjoying the White Wizard, the KKK meetings. No, that's fine.
He's cool with a K. Now I just messed myself up by thinking of a joke for that. But, I don't know. I thought he's cool. Watch, he'll be revealed to be the third rider. We'll remove his little outfit and he'll be a rider.
Okay.
He's got a wizard driver of his own, and he is... I wonder if he's the origin in the end. I don't know if that has to do with him. I don't know. The sound spell.
No, I don't know. I didn't think about it. I was just like, oh, look, it's a guy. And his driver's different colors.
Yeah,
oh, somewhere I said someone's like, oh, I don't know why they made him, because they can't make another driver for him. I'm like, that's not the point. They can make a figure for him. Do you not know things? Get out.
Wait, what?
Somebody was saying how, I don't remember where it was, I don't remember if it was a comment or a Twitter thing, but somebody was a reaction to the episode, and they said they don't know why they made him, because they probably wouldn't make a driver for him. Like, you know, for the purpose of toys. I'm like, yeah, but they can make a figure, and they can make a vinyl if they wanted. It's like, they're still merchandise. People still understand. Now I'm upset. Hashtag go-go.
Hashtag Ranger Nation.
But I like the setup in general, too.
I like the choreography too. You mentioned that earlier. Like, one of the things I found really interesting about the choreography and stuff was just the fact that he hardly ever punches.
I guess I didn't really notice that. Yeah, well, that could be an advantage. It's like brass knuckles.
But he hardly ever punches. He's either using the sword gun or kicking. We're doing, like, a chopping motion as opposed
to because he does kind of do those, like, hands where he got, like, the chopping thing. He starts waving them around. He's like, look at my hands, and then he kicks them in the nuts. Tiger
I never even noticed that until Brian said it. Like, I didn't pay attention to him fighting. I was just like, this is so cool.
I was like, look, suits.
I'm like a child.
I also like the powers and stuff, like when he used, was it big, when he got his hand all big and he's like, boom, you're dead.
Yeah.
Like, I hope that, because like Forze started with using the switches kind of fun and like the choreography was pretty decent, but I hope they continue with this one. It's like Forze, they just kind of dropped it and just like, whatever, just blow them up with the magnets. And in this one, I hope they continue with like the more like fun martial arty fight scenes and using the magic powers and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it was just fun. Like, he seems really powerful, like, the way he just kept switching between various things and just beating this guy.
Yeah. Like, I thought he was going to die at first. I'm like,
like, we're only 5 minutes in. Okay. He's like, hurricane, big fist, die, face. I'm like, holy shit, you're throwing a lot of powers out. The Omni Trix is going to time out. You better settle down. He works for the ring.
Dawing, Forkrump, and Fokop. There was no enemy group for season 5. Just Quinn. Is there anything for Harley Quinn? I instantly think, Nicholas? I still need to go back to draw something. I keep forgetting.
Ah, oh, Lord, my balls. My balls. My big old balls.
Ah, oh, Lord. Okay. So, anything else?
Wizard is so awesome. I love it. I think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
It's going to be the greatest writer series ever.
But I can't watch it because it sucks and I hate things and I'm a bitch. Okay. Whatever. Don't watch it. I don't care. I'll buy the toys. Fuck you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Now it's time for ramble time.
Refreshed, revived, reballed.
So many balls.
So what's up first, Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Silent, best character ever.
Clearly the glass best character. Puck. Puck.
Puck. Not the case to swear properly anymore.
Best character in Pokemon. They should name the next series after him. Puck. But he got the sun fucked out of him. I can't believe I said that. Both times. So what was this episode? Bryson? He's like, I'm Bryson Larkin.
Yeah.
I don't remember much other than him like, look at my bear dick. And Silent
was like, look at my furry wang.
Silent had like a monologue of some sort and I was like, can anybody tell me, like, I was legit looking for an answer. Is there anybody that likes him and can tell me why?
No one answered you, so I just assume no one does.
Like, I can't figure it out. Like, at least Brock would just... was Brock. He was original. Nothing beats the original.
No, nothing.
Trace and Sketch It shit.
Like, it is kind of obnoxious. I mean, I did enjoy seeing Jellicent. That was okay.
Except Jellicent's voice sucks ass.
You're oh, it does. With my Jellicent.
What?
And that guy was kind of a dick.
Guy was a cheater.
Yeah. I said you had beat my Jellicent. I didn't say how many I had, lol. Too bad your pink one's an ass face.
He should have brought in Pikachu and been like, eat shit.
That's what I said when I was watching it.
Hive mind.
Instead he uses fucking...
I was there for that, too. I was talking to Brian, and he was like, why isn't he using a Pikachu? Okay.
Like, he has a Pikachu that could decimate a Jellicent, and he uses Crocodile. Or
Croc.
Yeah, that. And, I mean, at least he had the nerve to use Bite, at least.
Crunch,
Crunch. Was it Bite or Crunch?
Crunch.
That was both.
It was Chew. Oh, wait, that's...
I mean, like, I like Croc being around and doing things, so I was fine with that, but I'm like, why are you... Oh, okay. Like, I hate you, Ash. Black and white Ash sucks. Like, I mean, he sucks hard. Silent needs to just go away. Like, I'm surprised that Iris didn't jump in and just be like, you're such a kid!
Stupid Iris.
Like,
somebody, like, replied to me when I was saying that, like, oh, so I watched the first 3 episodes and I just got bored. I'm like, I've been watching Ash's Adventures for way too long to give up now. I've invested too much time. I gotta see what happens next, even though it's nothing.
Oh. Even though it's nothing.
Like, and then on top of it, like, they first see Bryson, and here's Silent, like, Zong, it's Bryson! I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna need you to please, for the love of God,
stop. I don't understand why Silent didn't know that Bryson was a gym leader.
I don't understand why the gym leaders are never at home.
Or did he just not care that Bryson was a gym leader?
He didn't care he was a gym leader. He cared that he was the... I mean, he didn't know. But he didn't seem to care. He was more concerned about, oh my god, you're Bryson, the movie star, and this is your bear tick that you made sweet love to or something. I don't know.
Can you tweet me pictures of you in the bathroom as a group? Hashtag Ranger Nation!
Hashtag go go!
That's what I'm saying.
There's going to be a mega ball movement going on. Hashtag mega. That was uncalled for. But like, yeah, and then it's like, I'm going to the Icerus City to go battle the gym. Oh, cool. I'll see you there. I'm the gym leader. Everyone's like, whoa.
Why don't you give me a ride? Do you have a car? Do cars exist in Pokemon? I don't know. I haven't seen one in forever.
Not since Gary's like the only guy with one.
Oh, yeah, and he went to go be a scientist, and he sold it for scientist parts or something. I don't know. I don't know what Gary's into.
Parts?
He sold it for his haircut. He's like, here, I'll sell you this car. Give me a haircut. Make it fancy. Okay. We'll make you unrecognizable. Sweet. Give me a black shirt, too. That'll be cool.
It'll be awesome. Like,
Oh, Pokemon. Pokemon's, like, keeping us, like, barely alive in ramble time. Just long enough to talk about it for 5 minutes and, like, sucked.
I wish it would get better. I do. I wish... I know it's not. I know it's not. But I wish it would get better.
I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do, like, in Japan. Because Dawn's left, the little cup's over. And, like, they're going to have to get to the tournament soon. The tournament. Why am I saying tournament like it's all of them? Tournament soon. And what are they going to do? Oh, my God, it's canceled. It's turning into a season finale. Oh, God. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, fuck, we did all the badges already.
Like,
start the tournament. Like, the actual legit Unova League.
I know, but I mean, what are they going to do after that? Because we still got time. I mean, we're still, like, young into Gen 5.
I don't know. I guess we need some early Gen 6. I don't know. They got probably nothing.
You never know. They could be pushing it out for the 3DS or something.
We'll go
fuck
back.
My life. I'm still on Black 1 and White 1.
Laugh it up, Pokemon.
Well, speaking of shitty shows,
what is appropriate because it's awesome is hairy.
I got a comment on the Ben 10 review today. Oh, you're hairy. You're like a monkey. I'm like, I can't help it if I'm an evolved human. Sorry.
I called you a Yeti today at dinner.
Well, I guess that's a step above monkey. Yetis are kind of cool.
It's an evolved monkey.
I wear Yetis now. Yetis are cool.
That's Dawson's native language.
It's a Wookiee.
I'm aware. So on to the best Yu-Gi-Oh! Show ever. Oh, wait. We're not doing the original. I'm sorry. We're doing...
This one, Yuma fought a construction worker, kid, thing.
Like, apparently, you just pull all the screws out of it, and it dies. The giant monster that was going to kill you 10 seconds ago.
Hold on. Keep talking. Got to fill in the space while I'm typing.
Oh, okay. Like, I really didn't know what was going on. Like, I was so angry. Like, him and chick friend are going to go see a movie, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, it's time to duel.
Why are they going to see a movie and not participating in the tournament? They need to get the shit over.
I don't... Because I think, like, Sumo Slammers 4 Live was coming out or something. I don't know. And they had to go see it. Was that the right movie? Was that close?
That's right. Sumo Slammers Original is the best. Hero Generation sucks.
Like, they were just going to go see a movie. I guess he figured, fuck the tournament. And... that he begged and whined and, like, humped that Hartman's leg in order to get a ticket into. And then he was like, oh, okay, let's do that. And he beats the kid, gets... He's like, nay, I got three heart pieces. Yay! And then it's like, hey, look, here's a preview for next week's episode. Oh, look, Yuma's gonna duel again! Oh! And I'm like, oh, I hope you die.
Like, I'm tired of watching him duel every episode. I'm sick of his cards. He's not pulling out any new ones. He might have. I zoned out. I don't know where I went. But... And it's, like, it's depressing because I have, like, no incentive to, like, watch it. Because I keep... This tournament's going to go on for 2 more seasons.
In all fairness, I think I zoned out, too, because I don't remember if he used any new cards either. I was like,
I remember... people starting, they're like, augmented reality, Vision Link established, dick mode initialize. And then, like, and then 20 minutes pass, and he's like, oh, that was a great duel, guy! I'm like, oh, it's over. Like, cool.
Like, I remember there being something about, like, the kid, and then his dad being a construction worker, and stuff happening. No one's used any number cards yet. I don't know why I'm watching this show. The whole point of it was number cards. There's not been a single number card in several episodes. I'm like, well, this seems pretty worthless. This tournament's turning out to be a bust. Meanwhile, like, none of the other people are dueling or something. I guess they're all just sitting around, like, taking a coffee break.
Stress.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I just know it's upsetting. You hear me? It's upsetting. Upsetting.
Let's see. I don't think there's anything else to cover for Zexal.
I even tried to pay attention, like, this week for the duel and stuff. I'm like, especially because I knew you weren't. I'm like, Dawson's probably not even paying attention during this.
Cut to me. When's Buffy? Not yet. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I should probably pay attention. Yeah, that didn't work out too well. I couldn't handle it. I just gave up. I was like, yeah.
And how can it not be exciting? It's on Vortex. You can get action whacked. You can watch Lost Galaxy be completely random and then watch Zexal. I think the best thing on there is still Cubix. They're robots for everyone.
Everyone.
So, I guess we should talk about Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
I actually really liked this episode.
It was a lot better than the last few weeks. Although, I do have some problems, not necessarily with the episode, but with Hank's involvement in other activities, where, like, I was just thinking, I mean, granted, you could lawyer me right now, because I slept through most of these episodes. Where was he when the world was being invaded? And why was he not involved in the Voltron story, or whatever they're called, last time? Like, is he just sitting there being like, fuck, I'm such a loser, look at my loser hair, I'm such a nerd, no one likes me. Like, the world is ending outside. What was he doing?
Nothing related to the story.
Like, well, at least in the last one, he should have showed up because he made those dudes, and they didn't make a clone of him. They're like, oh, no, we don't make a clone of him. He's a dork. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, why wasn't he involved? Like, he was all like, oh, I hate life. Keep the Ant-Man statue up. Isn't that going to be confusing for the guy that's Ant-Man now? Like, he goes up to it, fuck, I'm dead. What happened to that?
Fuck, I'm dead.
They bring these little plot points up and then they drop them. At least nobody got cloned. It's fine this time.
Just imagine Steve or whatever the hell the new Ant-Man is. Fuck, I'm
dead. Well, yeah, because I'm like, did they forget about that? It's time to retire, Ant-Man. You gave us okay, bye. It's ending. Like, I don't know what that's about. Keeper's probably going to have some long explanation. Well, actually, he wasn't in the events because he was busy buying grocery shopping in the second dimension or something. Like, I don't know. But I don't buy any excuses. He should have been there.
Oh, fuck, I'm dead.
He just sulks away. Like, oh, fuck my life.
But, yeah, other than that, it was a good episode, other than, like, me thinking about, like, well, where the fuck was he when all this was going down?
Yeah, like, I understand that. I didn't really think about it all that much.
I only thought about it mainly because of the Voltron things or whatever they're called, and I was like, well, he made those, so he should have been more involved, and then I realized, where the fuck was he when the world was ending? It was like that, like I said, that episode early on where only, like, three of the Avengers saved the world from Captain Amazing's squad or whatever. So, like, oh, we're playing Tetris back at the base. You have to have three people.
I'm glad he's back-ish. And I didn't particularly care all that much about Hank, so...
I like him better now. I didn't like him before. I was like, oh, I don't want to do things in violence. I'm like, violence is cool. Like, and then now that's like the reverse role, and then Tony's like, oh, it's not ethical to store these guys in a prison. I'm like, this is a good idea. Why are we turning this down? These are just snake people. We could just put them in the prison and smash that little disc. Just silence.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the beanstalk.
Okay. Are you in Flower World?
I got to Flower World. I'm not in Flower World. Where are you? Where are you, beanstalk? Why can't I find you?
Oh, God. Now the beanstalk stole Christmas. Classic. The damn Whos. That's where Doctor Who actually comes from, is Whoville. Nobody actually knows that, but true facts.
I don't know. I can't find the beanstalk. So, yeah, Transformers was on, and we got Sideswipe. Nope, that's wrong. Smokescreen. There we go. And he's voiced by Nolan North, so that makes me happy inside.
Did he change his voice at all?
What?
Did he change his voice at all?
No, it was obvious. It was just standard Nolan North voice.
Drake.
I'm like, you were Cliff Jumper in the video game. But, okay, you're Smokescreen now. But he's kind of cool. He reminds me too much of Prowl to be recognized as Smokescreen to me, but that's fine, I guess. Yeah, that was a fun episode-ish, I guess. They got the Apex armor back. Woo, yay, whatever.
Well, you know what, I'm
characters.
A cool guy.
What?
So I'm a cool guy.
No, don't lie.
Brian, you know I am.
Ultimate Spider-Man was funny because Hulk was in it, and that's all I have to say about it, really.
Okay.
Since when we have like what, 2-ish weeks, 2-3 weeks until more shows are back, so we're not just like Pokemon sucked, Zexal sucked, Earth's Mightiest Heroes was pretty cool, but they forgot stuff. And Ant Man's gonna question his life now. New Ant Man. And I know he appears again, because wasn't he in that like spoiler shot of like all those heroes?
Yeah.
So. Wasn't it like Spider Man at his funeral? Ant Man's funeral?
I think so. There was
a bunch of people there. I'm like, did you even know him? Not really. He just came for the cake, really. Looked good.
It's kind of like the whole Mike thing. Like, no, do you know him? Not really.
Mike! You weren't even properly introduced. This is shenanigans. The show's ridiculous. Start off being able to breathe on the moon. The only thing realistic about them following Maya was because of her tits. Really. Leo,
that's
Michael,
why I'd follow her. That's why I'm following her right now.
Everyone just make that face. He gets someone passes by. It's like vacant. Oh, Kevin's gone. We lost him.
Pretty much. It's the same reason I'm following her on Twitter. So it's all the reason I needed. What's the matter, Brian?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
So I guess that's it for ramble time?
Yeah, it was a ramblet.
Only was. Fuck, man. Now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekliness.
Ness. We said in a garage. Okay. So this week's question is there any TV show or movie that you either used to hate or refuse to watch that you now love? Brian, you have a really long answer first.
Buffy, I Was Such a Fool by Rich Bump. Hernandez. I almost said Rick, I'm sorry.
Rick.
No, he's offensive.
Should unfollow him. But he likes Tosh and he doesn't like to read. He won my heart. And he doesn't have as many points as Alex Hartman does, though. Now that he's like, Walking Dead, I'm like, fuck yes. Let's walk with them dead. Okay. So next we have Gary Baker. He says, originally my answer was going to be a lot longer with many shows that I now have just three. I thought it was going to be a heart for some reason. How I Met Your Mother, because I could never find any of the episodes, and the show is quite legend. Wait for it. And Kevin, I hope in time that it... Hope in the time it takes Dawson to read this comment, you don't become allergic to milk because it's full of dairy. I don't know why Kevin's involved with the milk.
I don't drink milk.
See? Yu-Gi-Oh! 5E because it's card games on motorcycles. And last but not least, we are VR Troopers. Tangent time. All I have to say is the last comment from the Facebook question. The fuguru-buru-ru is you mad bro, heart, no homo. Thanks for reading this, guys. I'm not sure what the last part meant.
Because he was like saying all that shit about all the stuff that we like.
Isn't that because he thinks we're homos? And I don't approve of that kind of language. No, actually, I do. I'm kidding. I lied. So next up is Dhiren Mohan Kapoor. Okay, you're going to have to pronounce out your last name, bro. Your first name. It says Doctor Who.
That's a Doctor Who. Okay, that's fine, though.
Gabe Marsh says, Keenan and Kel. I thought it would be incredibly boring at first, but I ended up watching an episode and I was hooked.
Two people like this. Oh, surprise, Fize Daniel, first time liker, and James Proctor. Then Eagleardo 26. Clearly, Eagleardo 1 is on Facebook. This is the 26th version, the 26th incarnation. But there's a number on Twitter and I'm forgetting, in which case, lawyered on myself. Okay, I used to hate Avatar, The Last Airbender, when it first premiered, for some strange reason I don't even remember. After watching the first episode of Korra, I thought to myself, why did I hate this show? And quickly went to saw the first series and loved every second of it.
Next is a gentleman by the name of Kiefer Martin. Oh, Kiefer, you and your long-ass answers. He says, Duel Masters. Being a Yu-Gi-Oh! Obsessed... child at the time that it first aired, I originally wrote it off as some cheap knockoff trying to cash in on the success of the more popular show. However, isn't it? However, after finally watching it months later, I found out that it was actually a hilarious spoof of a generic card game show with great jokes, a surprisingly interesting plot, and hysterical voice acting, even though most of the cast changed every season. That's lovely. They even made fun of that in the third season by explaining that the previous two seasons were alternate dimensions, XD. It also helped that the actual card game was super simple and really fun to play. It was really my kind of show. Toyetic, hilarious, and just plain fun. I wish Hasbro would release it on DVD or air reruns on the Hub.
I agree.
I hope you die.
TKD T. Gray says, I used to hate the original Friday the 13th movie. I thought that was no Jason. It was just going to suck. But when I watched it as an adult, I loved it because it actually had good suspense. When it actually showed Jason's mom as the killer and that spoilers, and trying to drown the girl, it really surprised me and made me love it. For TV shows, I hated Charmed, but when my ex showed it to me and I saw how hot Rose McGowan was, I said I need to keep watching it. Show was all right, and the special effects...
Well, I should have told your girlfriend that, bro.
That's why she's the ex.
But the women were hot.
Lol. And then we have Jeff Ambrosi says, I used to hate Smart Guy. Man, was I a fool. Or man, I was a fool. Is Smart Guy your avatar? No offense, but like when it looks small like that, like, just saying.
Next, Colony Watkins. Who says, actually, a few of them. Pirates of the Caribbean was something I never really had interest in, but now I love it. I also never dreamed of Doctor Who, but now I watch it practically every day at dinner time. And actually, about 4 years back, I repelled Kamen Rider, but then Dragon Knight came on, and I watched Decade, and then I went back and watched the older ones, and well, I'm here. It's strange to think that there was ever a time I didn't have this stuff.
James Proctor says, iCarly. I converted because the characters are funny and the blonde girl's hot.
There's a running theme in this.
Luke Joseph Cato, another guy with three names, I think, says, never used to watch Avatar, The Last Airbender. I like how proper everyone is with it, like typing it out in full like that. But now I have watched most of the series and the whole of Korra. That sounded wrong when I read it like that. I would never watch any anime, but now I think I'm watching about six of them. And I also put off watching Kamen Rider until I found out about Kiva. Shing!
Next is Abraham Can. I guess that's Can. I'm going to go with Can. Says, I used to despise Scrubs until I sat down and watched a few episodes. Now it's among my top favorite shows. That goes the same for Psych, Tokume, Sentai, Go Busters, and sorry to say, even Ultimate Spider-Man. Sort of a guilty pleasure.
Brian, skip. Fake me. We'll have to take care of him later. It's a Bond brand style. You know, Brutes, what's happening with you, Fibonacci?
Charles Chong says, One Piece.
Brody Taylor Gage, he's the real guy with three names. The other guy was a faker. This is the OG guy with three names. Mass Effect, because originally I didn't care for... I didn't read it wrong. There's no it. Care for, but after a few years, it is the game series. I still read it wrong. It's the game series that I'm playing with being bored of. I'm still playing with being bored of it. Okay.
I think you meant without being
bored. Okay. I know, but I'm already confused because of my own stupidity. And like you throw that in there to try to read it all fast.
This is why we need English answers that are properly grammar and spelling, because Dawson's already too stupid for his own good.
That's okay. This next answer confuses the fuck out of me.
All right. So next is Jerry Grug. It says, I used to hate just because you guys didn't like it, but now love it and all the hair changes.
My hair never changed. It's just always fucking there.
I think there's like a word or several missing in that answer.
There's a show missing for starters that's missing. But okay, we'll go with that. Right. So, Edgar Quark says, I liked Avatar back when it started, and due to influence, I didn't like it later on, and now I like it again.
Cool.
Story.
So now I'm Gerard Castile, right? Yeah, I lost track for a second. I refused to watch Comrade Akuga Agito, and it looks funny written like that. I don't know why. Because I could never find any of them on YouTube or anywhere else in dub versions. I haven't seen any dubs. But now Comrade Agito is my second favorite writer, and I'm trying to finish Oz and Kuga, and you guys are awesome lols.
Lols?
Lols? Hashtag what the fuck?
Next is Anthony Komulakis. We'll go with that. Super Sentai. What? I watched three episodes of Jew Ranger on YouTube, then spent months arguing how it was completely retarded and PR was the true savior of nerddom.
Thought of that just cracks me up. Hashtag Ranger Nation.
So Eric Beltran says, Kamen Rider Hibiki. I'll confess when I first the way Hibiki looked like, I automatically assumed that I hated the show overall without even watching one episode. Insert Kevin or Kat hitting me here.
Yay,
she's included probably. Now. When I discovered our podcast that started,
I didn't know Kat was a person.
My views on Hibiki, because I would hear how much you guys love Hibiki, and thanks to the three of you, I'm currently watching Hibiki and I love it. Hibiki is an amazing show and writer. I am currently on episode 18 and enjoying the show so far. Yes, it is different from any other Kamen Rider shows, but it is a different kind of good. When I finish watching Hibiki, I look forward to listening to your podcast review of this show. Thank you, Shuki, Dawson, and Kevin. Without your positive and funny comments about Hibiki, I would not have bothered watching the show, and thanks to the three of you, I have become more open-minded, especially about Toku. You're welcome.
I love how I'm with a real name.
Now we have first-time commenter Jeff Moses. Mostly Disney shows or Nick shows, like Jesse. Some sitcoms I didn't watch first run, but then loved when I watched them on reruns. And was like, why didn't I watch before? I didn't watch George Lopez till Nick at Night.
Okay, I saw Jesse by accident the other day because Disney Channel was on in my sister's room. That was stupid. I wanted to kill myself.
I haven't watched it.
I looked at her. She looked at me. Said, "I don't know." Neither one of us knew what was happening. She's just like, "I'm sorry."
Most of the new shows I just don't like. Nothing beats the originals.
Nothing on Disney Channel for the past like billion years has been all that good. So, where are we? I lost my spot.
Kennedy.
There we go, Kyle Kennedy. Avatar The Last Airbender, because I wasn't very interested in the whole idea of bending elements, but after I sat down and watched a couple episodes, I really enjoyed it. Also, Hibiki, because of all the hate it gets from the Toku community, but I decided to watch it after the RRR Hibiki, and I really enjoy how different it is, and it's probably my favorite writer show now.
Converting people.
I know, right?
We're making a difference.
Although I did get a comment on my vlog that says, let me say this to start, I don't like Hibiki, and I wanted to cry.
Wait, what review was it?
This is on my last vlog.
Because you were like, Hibiki is awesome and stuff.
Hibiki is awesome, I bought all the vinyls, lol.
That would have loved to own if someone would have alerted me, but...
That's why I didn't alert you, bro.
So
I chose to do the manly thing and buy them for myself.
So Muhammad Faiz Daniel says, I would give the honor to Mad TV and Cartoon Network. Well, not my country anyway, because apparently don't air there. At first, I know absolutely zero about Mad TV, and even weirder, Mad TV does not even air in Malaysia, my country. Things changed one day when I stumbled upon a Mad TV commercial parody on CM Punk Beds.
Commercial Punk Beds.
When I went to search for a Bugs Bunny episode. After that, the rest is history. Now I laughed like a madman watching endless parodies of my favorite shows like the epicness that is Yugi Bear, It's Card Games on Picnic Peskins, Cookie Blue, Love Cookie Monster, dressed like a NYPD cop singing ABC to the Rookies. Genius. And even some Pokemon parodies that the three R Stooges would love. I think I've seen one of them. Overall, in simplistic term, Mad TV is madly funny. I think I've seen one of the Pokemon ones. I don't remember, because I turned on Cartoon Network and it was on, and I watched one of them.
Cool story.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro. I hope you die. I mean, hey, Brian.
How you going? No?
No. Isn't it Dawson's turn?
I thought you were going to read his second one. Just continue it, or did you already read it?
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Okay.
By the way, I forgot to mention that I hate cartoon or show parodies at first because, as ones say, nothing beats the original.
We're ones. The three of us are ones. We're this ones. Okay. Nicholas Hernan Hoffs, a.k.a. Nico Zeus, says, Adventure Time. That sounded like I short-circuited when I tried to do that. Because I hate when people type cuz like that. It looks stupid, but then I watched some episodes and it was enjoyable. As for movies, I didn't like Lord of the Rings cuz I thought it was stupid, but then watched the movies 2 weeks ago and I was like, so yeah, random words in caps, colon P.
Next is Sean Stewart, Genix, who says, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, I wrote it off as some lame attempt to be like Yu-Gi-Oh! But after, I have to hit C more for this. But after the, okay, Lord Jesus, it's long. But that's what she said. But after the second half of the first season, it started to get more epic, and the trend continued until the very episode. In fact, I kind of like it more than the original, even though they both have a special place in my heart. By the way, whoever owns the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime right now, DVDs, please. That'd be Konami.
DVDs, please! Sorry.
It's going to be a wizard ring soon. I felt the same way to 5Ds, hated the motorcycles, but now it is my favorite of all the Yu-Gi-Oh! Shows. Zexal is so to me. It is not that bad, but it needs plot. Guess what? It's not getting anytime soon. Also, Kevin and Dawson. Or he thinks your name is Thomas. That's funny.
Yeah. I prefer Tomas, the guy with the funny name.
Get ready, because after the Carnival arc, a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime starts. Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal 2. Not joking about that. I don't think he heard one of our discussions when we talked about that, but that's fine.
Like 20 minutes last time, and Brian's like, can we move on?
I haven't listened to last week's episode. Why she like deleted the whole thing? Just cut out our discussion?
Not that cruel, most of the time.
He was like, funny. Kevin's talking, I'm going to delete it.
The rumors are true, but my name's Thomas. Clearly the rumors are true. I'm Tomas. What was the other one? There was another one, too.
I don't remember.
Wasn't it? Wait, you were... Was it? I don't remember anymore.
I don't know.
You have a couple of fake names.
Including Dawson. Well, that's fine. That's the name I like better, though. Because it's like awesome with a D.
Unfortunately, it doesn't describe you.
Oh. See how it is? Now we're just quiet.
Oh, yeah, it's over. one of them is definitely Hibiki, because it was one of the things that we talked about during the R&R about, like, fan influence. Like, I heard so many negative things. Same with Denno. I just heard so many negative things about those shows that I was like, well, I don't want to watch these.
When they made him watch them. Shit.
And then I watched them, and I'm like, well, these are some of the best writer shows. And so, those two for sure. Not too many movies come to mind. Probably like the Dark Knight Batman movies whenever I get around to actually watching them. TV shows. I'm trying to think of some and I don't. I think it's because usually if I don't like something, I just avoid it completely forever.
Like Adventure Time?
And I don't give it a chance, like My Little Pony and Adventure Time. So, mostly because I hate when I, like, bash something and then I end up liking it. I feel like a giant ass hypocrite and that bothers me.
That happens to us all the time. Go Kyger. It's gonna be stupid. They look like girls. The fuck.
And so I'm trying to think of someone. I just can't right off the top of my head at the moment. Maybe those guys can. You guys can talk and
those thing. Guys. There's two. Those are replacements. Okay. So well, first of all, mine. What inspired this was since I finished it. It's Doctor Who. I mean.
I'm sure that's going to be me when I eventually get to watching it.
After I bully him enough. I was going to say Prison Break for you. I'm like, but you didn't hate it. I just had to, like, use much convincing.
Yeah.
But, like, with that, it was never, like, a hate thing where I was like, oh my god, I hate it so much, I hope it dies. I was just like, god, it's so weird. Because, like, I watched, like, episodes for premiere of Series 6, and, like, they were cutting themselves, and I didn't understand why. It didn't help I was talking to Brian, so I wasn't really listening to what was going on. But, it's a really, really good show, and I'm glad that I got into that. Trying to think if there's any toku ones. Because Hibiki, I didn't really hate it. I just kind of heard bad things about it, like Brian said. Denno, I was like the opposite. Like, I saw some divided opinions, but what I had seen at the beginning was a lot of Denno love. And the fact that there was a third Denno thread on, like, Ranger Board when Kiva was airing, I thought it was really popular. And on HCU. Trying to think of anything else. I gave My Little Pony a chance and it wasn't good. So that held true. Fuck. I can't think of very many movies. I mean, I used to think the Lord of the Rings movies were really boring, but when I watched them when I was older, they were a lot better. Oh, man. But yeah, Doctor Who's the main one, because that's the one that inspired... Oh, man, I look like a dumbass. But that's the main one, because that inspired the question.
Most things I like are things that I originally did not like and then ended up like giving a chance to and then watching it. Like, actually, I remember all of Kamen Rider was like that. I originally was not going to watch Kamen Rider. And then it kept showing up on TV Nihon's little like release list. And I was like, fine, I'll watch this. Just leave me alone. Give me more Sentai. And then I watched it. I was like, oh, this is pretty good. I like this. And, but like I said, a bunch of things, like, it was Ben 10, I wasn't gonna watch that, and then I was like, well, may as well, Tosma keeps talking about it, and Brian keeps talking about it, and I keep getting left out of the conversation, and, it was Chuck, they kept talking, it doesn't even take much to get me to watch something, really, I don't have to be bullied as much as Brian does.
I wanted someone to talk about Prison Break. I'm like, please, just believe.
There was another one, and I can't think of what it was. I ended up watching. I remember I watched Big Bang Theory because people keep talking about it. That didn't take much. Star Trek. I was originally very opposed to watching Star Trek, and then it was on, and then I watched it, and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
It's convincing. I'm sitting over here with my opinion. It's not Star Wars. It sucks. Damn Trekkies.
Like, It and then like well, and there's also it's I don't. Those weren't words. Let's try words. Like it's also you get the like this opinion from like a lot of the original stuff. It's all like, oh look, it's all like happy fun time, but most of it actually isn't happy fun time. There's like crazy shit that goes down. Like on like all of Deep Space Nine, it's like one giant space war. I'm like, well, this is fun.
I hope so, since it's called Deep Space.
Like it ended up being like a lot different than I expected it was, and I like it now. So, which there's a lot of things. Most things, because I tend to just not like to do things new things. So, I don't remember what I was gonna say now.
You don't like to do things, and when you end up, as far as we go.
Thank you for repeating the stupidness that came out of my mouth.
I thought maybe it would jog your memory.
Making me feel stupider.
That helps sometimes. That happened before. I'll repeat your last sentence and you'll be like, oh yeah. God, this is why you're never nice to anybody.
I'm not a nice person.
I don't think there's any video games. I can't think of any that...
I
guess sort of Assassin's Creed. I didn't really hate it, though. I just didn't really know anything about it until...
You played it, and you're like, so I'm killing people with horses.
I'm like, oh, these are fun, and then I just... Apparently it just doesn't hold my attention long enough for me to finish a game properly. I get, like, ADD when I play Assassin's Creed, I guess.
Horse! It's a really distracting game.
Like, there's just so much to do. I'm like, can I just pick a level and go...
Oh Lord! But yeah, like I just tend to stick to like kind of the same things, and then someone will start. Usually, it takes someone to be like, "Hey, you should watch this," or "You should do this." And I'll go, "You sure?" And then I get like a brief overview, or I'll start going on Wikipedia. Wikipedia is wonderful for these kinds of things.
Oh yeah.
And then I end up seeing stuff about it or whatever, and go, oh, okay, let's do this. And then I end up just buying things, lots of things, like you know DVDs and such, and that's awful.
10 toys you bought the other day.
Look, I like them, okay? It would have been better if I had the coupon and then I could have saved $10, but oh, I got my fun ultimates and I got NRG and Terra Spin and I was happy. Plus the Omniverse. This is why I didn't want to get into Ben 10 because I knew that was going to happen. I was specifically avoiding it for that reason. I was like, if I start watching this, I'm going to end up buying things.
Well, you should totally watch Excel World.
That's why I'm trying to not watch Excel World.
You got a figure. And a bunch of Figmas you could buy.
Yeah, which is very confusing, actually. I'm like, do I buy the rest? I don't know.
I think so. I feel like with Excel World that the figure arts, if they do make any of them, they're just all going to be automatically be exclusive. Because Silver Crow sold like shit.
Yeah. He's a pretty decent figure, though.
I'll find out tomorrow, because I'm going to miss my fucking box today.
Well, that way I can display him in winged mode and non-winged mode.
So
that old logic.
One can be post-Dust Taker.
I think, yeah, because we both pre-ordered that one of her avatar form.
I'm probably going to eventually get the other ones. I don't think I'm going to pre-order any of them, because Figmas just never really sell out.
Yeah.
But, I'll probably end up picking up the Figmas just because I honestly don't think we're going to get the figure arts.
The only ones other than the Avatar one and Silver Crow was Black Lotus and Scarlet Rain, right? Have they shown the Sea Lion Pile or whatever?
I don't think so. There's a couple different versions of Kuroyuki that they made like that are exclusives, but those don't matter in life. Like, there's one that's like a mix of her human form and their Black Lotus.
Oh, I think
one.
I saw that.
I was like, that's kind of cool, but I'm going to stick to things that actually exist.
It's funny, when I started watching both those shows, I'm like, I want Excel World things. Oh, Zetman figure would be cool, and a fake Sky High figure, and then that show weirded me out. I'm like, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I feel like if I got a Zetman figure, it would put a poltergeist in my room.
I still don't know if I like it.
I don't know either. Yeah. I just remember feeling like a very weird tone for the rest of the day when I finished it.
Hulu never told me whether I liked it or not.
Canadian comments. No one's telling me.
Oh, well. But, I guess if I think of anything, I'll write it down and mention it next episode, but that's or all just, that,
Or just tweet it out with hashtag Ranger Nation.
Hashtag go.
That's for, like, Doctor Who, hashtag Ranger Nation. Something that makes no sense.
Hashtag Dalek Nation.
Dalek Nation.
I drew a Dalek last night. It was awesome. I know exactly why, too. I was watching Time Force. It's real, Brian. They actually show it.
Oh, okay.
There was some kind of fight going on, and they used one of the Dalek laser noises. I'm like, holy shit. It's a Dalek. The Vilgax of Doctor Who. I'm back. Fuck.
I'm back. Fuck.
I think that's about it.
Yep, so now it's time for
final thingies. I have a thingy, it's not final.
Yep.
This is the part where we don't really say anything.
That's is there any announcements? Correct.
Just be sure to send in the Twitter questions for next week.
Yeah, keep sending in the Twitter questions. I'm not gonna bother changing that until after next week, so.
Okay. Until any time after now, because I'm busy. But, yeah, so just
well, I mean, people have already been submitting.
Oh, I know. I
just, basically, real quick, just a heads up for you guys, don't submit the Twitter questions for the... Never mind, that's just a stupid thing to say.
These people, they're sitting there like...
Ignore me.
Tell us what to do, Shuki.
Just do it like normal until I say so.
Yeah. Well, make sure to send them in.
Keep on sending in the question marks.
And the Twitter questions. Mexico. Well, don't send those. Those are American.
What do they mean?
I don't know. Is that like when you order like a caramel macchiato upside down? I've heard people order that. I'm like, is it going to spill? Apparently you put like whipped cream and shit on the bottom. I asked. I was curious.
Got
more
it.
You know.
How little does Dawson know?
Very little.
Like, Lotso.
Lotso or Fatso?
I said yes, Fatso and Lotso.
Why keep stepping on popcorn? Fuck.
Same thing, really. I mean, Lotso was kind of fat.
Where's Lotso from? Oh, fuck, he's the bear.
Story.
Sorry, it took me a minute. You know,
sorry.
You know how many different continuities I have to keep straight?
Best part is the only word I heard was story, and I just... What's he from? Story? Oh, okay.
There needs to be a TV show called Story.
Not sure what kind of story, but just story.
It revolves around people's stories.
Got it. Shit.
Your mother.
Is it over?
I guess so. Why not?
Oh.
She screamed out of flames. Like, I matter.
What else are they gonna put there?
Nobody, just make the other pictures bigger. They could put the other red one, but it would confuse people. Like, what do they think? Like, kids are going to get stumped and just fall over? And so why there's two Red Rangers?
They could put Decker there.
They could. It'd be better than the Megazord.
It's not even the Gigazord either.
It's not even Bullzord. Or a better idea, just put two Antonios on there. Hashtag go back!
Hashtag go go
go go go away. That was still my favorite.
Okay.
Son of a bitch! This is the last time! That was Cat. She sounds like Mickey Mouse.
The hell?
I'm not sure what just happened.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. Hello, welcome to our season
Your
3.
Of- a whore.
Hello.
Nice try. It was a valiant effort.
Balls of steel.
Cause now it's time for Ramble.
My balls.
Ramble.
It's time to ramble my balls.